Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. And I will always love you.
No.
Oh, that was all right.
Michael, look. That was all right. Look, no, it wasn't all right. I did... Shush, Michael.
One, two, three, four.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, another ripper week of radio happening this week. Hey, Ollie, how you doing, buddy? How was your weekend?
Yeah, very good, Tom. Absolute rage over a weekend. Had my grandma's 91st birthday yesterday.
Huh?
Yeah, grandma's 90. Nana Phil is 91. Good on her. Still kicking on.
Mm. Yeah, Did you say go down to the clubs or?
Yeah, took her out to a
RSL.
Strip joint.
Oh.
No, obviously not. We went to a winery and food was average, so I won't name them.
Good.
Food was really average.
Hey, we have questions on this show. That's what we do very soon. I'm going to ask you what the name of your group chat is. Maybe you've got one on WhatsApp or iMessage or Facebook Messenger.
Sorry, just off the back of the political story, Tom, talking about Matthias Cormann and Julie Bishop. A bit of a kerfuffle on the WhatsApp.
Absolutely insane. Did you know that our politicians have a WhatsApp group? I'll tell you the name of that WhatsApp group in about 10 minutes' time. You'll want to stick around for it. It's insane.
And of course, Tom, it's a Monday, so we're bringing back a segment that got rested, but can your impression Shania Twain will return? And I will say the prize has jackpotted, and I mean that this time. But last time I was lying, it hadn't jackpotted, but we have a genuinely awesome prize
if
you are a fan of Shania Twain.
Nice.
But of course, Tom, on a Monday, let's start the show with Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Oh, no, do we have to do that again?
Up next, don't go anywhere. If you're pretty good at bands and also cryptic clues, your mind muscles will be flexed.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's garbage. Only happen when it rains. Happy Monday night. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie taking you right through to 10 o'clock. We have questions and we love to hear you on the phones. 133353. Yes, I said 133353. But also across the internet, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Tom and Ollie, which is where you can get involved for this one, Ollie.
That's right, Tom. Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge is what we do on a Monday. And if you're anything like me and you maybe lost a few brain cells over the weekend being a bit silly, then this is your chance to get your brain back into gear. I'll give you a cryptic clue. It contains two Triple M bands.
The way I see this is you'll be tucked up on a Chesterfield somewhere with a pipe, a mug of coffee and the daily newspaper doing the cryptic musical challenge.
Yeah, in front of a warm fire, in front of the hearth. But here's the clue. And as I said, two bands that we play.
Yeah.
A well-behaved child in real time. A well-behaved child in real time. That contains two Triple M bands or artists. And you get involved by going to Facebook and messaging us, Tom and Ollie.
Can I ask, why isn't it Ollie's carefully worded cryptic crazy music challenge?
No, it's Ollie's carefully worded crazy... It's Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Oh, do you know the name of your own segment?
Yeah, well, the order's important, Tom.
Why?
Do you know why?
Why?
Well, there's actually an unwritten law in the English language that talks about the ordering of adjectives before nouns. I'll break it down for you in an easy way. Let's say you have the quick brown fox. You would never say a brown quick fox because it sounds weird, doesn't it?
It does sound weird. Why does it sound weird?
A brown quick fox, it just sounds weird. Now, you wouldn't know why unless you thought about it. But the rules are it's a quick brown fox because the adjective that is most innate and most connected to the noun, so the fox is more brown than it is quick, because it's always brown.
All right, you've lost me. What's the clue for the cryptic challenge again?
No, stick with me.
Okay.
It's sometimes quick, but not always quick. So that's why it's the adjective that's closest to the actual noun is what is what's the most innate to it. Does that make sense?
Sure. And what's the clue for the cryptic music challenge?
Once more. A well-behaved child in real time.
Okay. Send your messages through on Facebook at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
I will announce now the winner from now on of this great game that we play on a Monday.
That's not great.
Will win a limited edition Tom and Ollie key ring. They're very special. They're beautiful. They're Triple M branded.
No, the boss gave them to us because they've got errors on them.
Well, get involved.
Up next, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the Pollies during the leadership spill had a WhatsApp group. The name of that WhatsApp group I have in my hot little hands, and I'll reveal it to you up next. This is brand new music from Slash and Miles Kennedy. It's called Driving Rain. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's new music from Slash and Miles Kennedy. It's called Driving Rain. Hey, what do you reckon about it? Head to triplem.com.au, become a club member, and let us know about the music that we play. It's your Triple M, guys. Tom and Ollie here. We have questions. Ollie, just a final mention for your carefully worded cryptic music challenge so that people can win a key ring.
Well, not a final mention, but I'm loving your answers coming in on Facebook at Tom and Ollie. The clue was a well-behaved child in real time. And I'll just say to Ryan, who's messaging in, he loves the show, no, it's not Fall Out Boy. That's not the well-behaved child. It's not the Angels either, okay. Aiden.
All right.
But some other better answers coming in.
Two Triple M bands in that clue. Ollie, have you got a group message between your friends?
So
pretty
many.
Common in the internet age, isn't it?
So many.
You've got your WhatsApp, you've got your Facebook messengers, you've got your iMessage, and you've got the lads getting together with a group message.
Well, you do, Tom.
Look at this gif.
Even our parliamentarians, it would seem, are doing this.
Mate, it's insane. How's this headline from ABC? Scott Morrison tries to switch focus to drought as WhatsApp messages reveal backroom bartering ahead of spill. That's right.
Yeah.
The ABC Insiders program obtained messages in this WhatsApp group from both backbenchers and parliamentarians.
It's really sad because it's the reason why Julie Bishop, our lovely lady foreign minister and deputy who has now resigned.
Yeah, she's quitting.
It's because of this backroom chats that she didn't get a decent run for the leadership because she was quite popular. But these guys conspired against her and said, don't vote for Julie here, vote for her here. This will undo this guy and get Scott Morrison.
Yeah, well, frontbencher Paul Fletcher said in the chat, despite our hearts tugging us to Julie, we need to vote with our heads for Scott in round one, he says. So there's a whole bunch of backroom.
But it's the name, Tom. It's the name of the chat. What's it called again?
Well, before I head into that, I love this. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has conceded Australians are disgusted by the leadership turmoil in Canberra. Mm. Well, you got off pretty good, mate. You got off scot-free, some could say.
Oh, look at you.
You got the job.
Bit of political commentary from Tom.
Oh, mate.
You're a commentator.
But the WhatsApp group is called Friends for Stability.
Not very cool,
is
it?
It's not nice.
Friends for Stability, ironically, whilst they were undermining and causing instability, that was their name of their group.
Hey, 133353, we have questions. So to start the show off, just a bit of fun, what's the name of your group chat?
Well, you asked me, Tom. I've got a group chat with me and Sarah, my girlfriend, and another couple.
Okay.
Matt and Alice. Yeah. And the chat's called Hot Couples. Which...
Why aren't me and my boyfriend in that?
It's a good question. Hot Couples. And there's an emoticon of two guys and two girls. That's probably, that would rule you out. We could change the title, but.
You heteronormative.
One time we did hashtag a photo of the four of us together as hashtag Hot Couples. Alice did. And then the group was like, never put that in public again.
No.
It doesn't look good. It's pretty self-indulgent. Mm. Do you have one?
I've just got one called The Gays.
Oh, well, there you go. Why am I in that one?
Because you're not gay.
Well, you're not a hot couple. Oh.
133353. What's the name of your group chat? You got one on iMessage,
Hot Couples,
on Insta, on Facebook Messenger, on WhatsApp. 133353. We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hey, I know, men, you feel attacked. You feel under the pressure. Well, soon we're going to ask what you need support with. After the backlash of last week's topic about men's physicality in 2018. G'day, it's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. And after I revealed that there was a WhatsApp group in the back room of Parliament during this whole leadership turmoil, there was a WhatsApp group called Friends for Stability.
Malcolm Turmoil, more like it. That's pretty good.
I like it.
Where's that headline on a Fairfax paper?
I don't know. But, frontbencher Paul Fletcher saying, Cormann rumoured to be putting some WA votes behind Julie Bisham in round one, he wrote to colleagues on a WhatsApp group. Be aware that this is a ruse trying to get her ahead of Morrison, so he drops out and his votes go to Dutton. I mean, a whole bunch of political it would be boring WhatsApp group in the world.
Do you get that stuff that you're saying there?
Nope.
But
what's your WhatsApp group? What's your group message? 133353. We have questions and currently there are no answers on the phone.
Maybe it's turned out to be a bad question to ask, Tom. Although Jordan messaged in, he said two things. First of all, he said, my group chat's name is The Godfathers. Two of us have Italian backgrounds and the rest have Persian backgrounds. That's pretty cool. But he also said Choir Boys and Live as his answer for Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge. And our producer's gone, Jordan wants your number. Let's have a chat on the radio. And he's like, oh my God, I've won. Did I get it right?
No, Jordan.
No, Jordan, you didn't get it right. We wanted to have a chat about the Godfathers and your group chat name.
Yeah.
So it's not Choir Boys. I'll say that much.
Ollie, I've just jumped onto appomatix.com. I don't know if you've been on that website, but they have a group of 93 funny group chat names. You want to hear some?
Okay.
If you have a friend group chat name, you could call yourselves Game of Phones.
Man, are these just suggestions or people have these?
Yeah, these are actual suggestions.
Okay, good stuff.
Area 51, strictly private.
Okay, yeah, good.
Hashtag sign, dollar sign, dollar sign holes.
Bit lame, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think as we're doing this segment, we're realising how incredibly lame and...
Nah, it's fine. Tom's giving us a call on 133353. G'day, Tom. What's your name of your group chat?
G'day, boys. My name is Lord Farsquad.
Lord Farsquad. I like that. From Shrek,
like
obviously.
Like from Shrek, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great character.
Like from Shrek.
And you're mixing Farquad with Squad.
With Squad, yeah.
How's the Bants on that page?
Look, Bants are off the charts at this point.
Yeah.
It's taken a little bit of fostering, but we got there.
Do you have a friend, whilst we're just chatting about, you know, inane chatter, a friend in my hot couples chat that I have with four friends.
Can't believe you called that. Yeah, that's your group chat name.
Hot couples, two couples there. Well, Matt often just chimes in and goes, geez, the banter's dying down a bit, guys. Get it back up again. Is there a guy in that, your group, Tom, doing that?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, we got, you know, when it gets a bit bit dry, we start to, you know, get each other going again.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Spark up. Yeah.
Heaps of gifts.
Yeah, heaps of gifts. You know, you got to get the gifts.
Gifts are good because it's a very lazy way of putting in effort, but it looks like it's a big show of color and song and dance. But you've just pressed a button.
The GIF keyboard.
Yep. good.
Giphy's good.
All right, that's enough of that one. I reckon we're going to move swiftly
any
along.
Any more calls, guys? Or
no, the producers have decided that the calls that we've got aren't worth putting to air. So I will very shortly reveal to you the answer to Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge as I cut away sharply. Again, the clue is there's two Triple M bands here. A well-behaved child in real time, Tom. A well-behaved child in real time.
Keep your messages coming through on Facebook in the group chat, Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
That's a bigger hit than what's your group chat called? I'm getting a lot of answers coming in, Tom.
Oh, mate. This is Dakota Stereophonics. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions, and sometimes they're shit. It's a new one from Panic at the Disco called High Hopes. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. And in about 20 minutes' time, if you've got something impressive, you can run it past Shania Twain and possibly win big. Right now, we're asking on 133353, what do men need support with?
Yeah, what do men need help with? What are the areas that you honestly think, hand on heart, men need more support with? Because we had a great chat last week about men being better in the sense of using their physicality and their size for positive use and never for negative, never to do harm. But that led to a discussion from some guys saying, well, hang on, boys, you're being very harsh on men. We might be able to improve in some areas, but also, where's our help? Where's our support?
Eric on Twitter tweeted us, at Tom and Ollie, says, boys do cry. Men need support to come to terms with this fact. It's okay to be vulnerable, to ask for help, but for this to happen en masse, society needs to redefine masculinity. Some great words, Eric.
So on 133353, and of course always on the socials at Tom and Ollie, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can get involved. And Shane is on the line. Evening, Shane.
How you going?
Good, mate. What do you think men need support with?
Well, mate, I know I needed support when I was going through the child support battle.
Right, yep.
I've got six kids paying child support for five, and there was no help whatsoever for the fathers.
Right,
it was all to do with the mothers and the children. And look, I'm not a deadbeat dad. And I'm not putting it out there that there are, but I'm trying to pay my child support, all the rest of it. I know I've got kids to look after, but there is no support for the fathers.
So what kind of support, Shane, are you looking for?
Well, there was nothing. Going through the court system itself, go to legal aid. No, can't use legal aid because mum's already got legal aid. So they can't use legal aid for both people.
Financial support,
so can't sort of pay for it all.
Okay. How about emotional support? Were you looking for that?
No, there was none.
So you, there's more room to be done in terms of counselling and that kind of support?
Exactly, yeah. And mate, it was very hard for me. I haven't even met one of my children.
Right.
Because of the whole battle that I went through. So yeah, the emotional support. I'd never seen a photo. All I know was when I got told that I had to go and get a DNA test done. Okay, DNA test came back positive. I'm the father.
Yeah.
You now pay child support. I now lose a quarter of my wage paying child support.
Yeah, Shane, I'm sure it's a common issue for a lot of guys going through that similar thing. And, you know, what you're saying there, it sounds like it could have more support, whether it's financial or emotional. That's a good point. Jesse, you're 27 years old. What do you think that men could have more support in?
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good, mate.
Yeah, just the overall workplace, death in workplaces. I think it's at like over 90% of men make up the statistics in Western society. I think that's a concerning issue for all men.
Of what, sorry? What's that?
It's basically, if you look at all the Western world, so America, Britain, Australia, men make up pretty much over 90% of all workplace deaths.
Oh, deaths. Okay, yep.
Yeah, so you hear feminists complaining about that there's not enough equality in workplace, yet they don't seem to want to do the dirtier jobs that, you know, that men are normally tasked with, like sewage cleaning, construction.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that a lot of men are doing more of the physical, labour-intensive work. So what would you rather see change?
To be honest, I'm a construction worker myself, and like the jobs that men have to do, I would not want to see a woman doing, like steel fixing, bricklaying. They're jobs I don't want to see them doing. But the fact that stat like that doesn't, if the situation was reversed, I can assure you that a lot more women would be complaining about. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I do. I do agree if there was a lot of women dying. But
don't the stats, aren't they just saying that, well, there's a lot of men in those workplaces, so therefore
I'm not sure what you want to change, yeah. Jesse.
It just shows that how men are disposable in society.
It's a tough one. I hear what you're saying, but also I'm not sure what the end point with that kind of train of thought is.
133353. We're asking what do men need support with? Emma, what do you think men need support with?
I think the support of being accepted as the stay-at-home father. So we made a decision in our house. We have a 10-month-old daughter, and my husband, he stays at home full-time with her, and I return to work. But, like, you go to the maternal health nurse, and they hook you up with a mother's group, or, you know, you find support groups on Facebook, and it's all mums and bubs. You go to the cinema, and it's mums and bubs sessions, and the library, and everything. There's no dad and bubs, or, like, dad and children, or anything like that. It's so hard to find groups for him to hang out with like-minded and people in the same situations.
Emma, I mean, I'm loving and excited for the fact that I might be able to be a dad who stays at home and does the kid stuff. So it's a weird thing that our society hasn't moved very fast and that kind of thing.
No, and like, it's really hard. I mean, I think women would be very accepting if my husband went to a childcare group or mums and bubs session. It's just that they have different... or they have different roles in raising the children. Like, you know, women want to be talking about, or want to be able to talk about breastfeeding, but then they're not comfortable enough yet to talk about it in front of men. Some are, some aren't.
So is it just a matter of acclimatizing and general change, do you think? Who's more critical? Is it women or men who are more cynical about that?
Or I don't know. I think women want a bit of both.
Yeah.
Like, they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want, you know, we shouldn't have to cover up while breastfeeding, but then we don't want men in our mother's group.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. That's so, like, it's so hard. I've been in both situations where,
it's okay to have mixed arguments.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's life.
And it's hard to find answers on this stuff, but we'll try tonight. 133353. Get involved. What do men need support with?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, we have questions. And towards the end of the year, we're going to have an end-of-year party, right? And you're all invited. The thing is, though, the kicker is the whole party is being funded by cryptocurrencies, you know, like Bitcoin and stuff. We have two cryptocurrencies, all thanks to coinspot.com.au, and you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trading trusted trading platform, Coinspot.
And it's going to be a sick party.
Well, woo! Last time we checked in, we'd lost about $1,000.
Yeah, I reckon this time we check in.
Yep.
We'll check in tonight. Yeah, now.
Yeah, well, let's check in next after Gang of Youths.
I reckon it's going to be a great result.
I've had a bit of a look. I'm going to say, I want to let you down easy here.
Oh!
It's not looking good,
that's
Ollie.
The best thing you've ever done on radio.
Thank you.
I've got some news that could console us if it is a bad result, though. That's the good news.
All right. This is Gang of Youths. Let me down easy. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Let Me Down Easy, Gang of Youths, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. In 10 minutes' time, we're putting men in the spotlight and asking what men need support with. We have questions, and at the end of the year, we're holding a massive party, hopefully.
Jeez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end-of-year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end-of-year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Triple M.
It's an end of year party everyone will be invited to. It may not be the best party.
It'll be a party in the sense that people are gathered together.
I mean, it could just be a couple of casks.
It's an end of year event.
A BYO cup. And a park.
Yeah, it could be dull. We could have to revise it from party to just event.
Yeah.
Function. Yeah. We're having a function. Yeah, who wants to come?
The whole function will be funded by cryptocurrencies that CoinSpot have donated to us. Look, our coins are current. Well, last time we checked in, were worth $1,871. That dropped $1,000 from the week before.
Yeah, and that's below our initial offering, our initial figure. So we are currently in the red, Tom.
Oh, look, it's trending down.
Okay, well, don't reveal just yet because I know you've got some news about the update of what our figures are at. But before you did that, I just wanted to update you on the wider world of crypto.
Oh, yeah.
I read the Financial Review, that magazine for that paper, so you haven't got to do it yourself. Okay?
Thank God.
So I've done the reading. And I'm sure there's lots of great stories out there about crypto. People have made a lot of money, right? That's a given. But I do want to
In the past.
Yeah. This article did detail some of the losers. And if we're in that losing crowd, which we are right now, I'm sure it'll change. Yeah, you know, our fortunes will change. But I just thought I'd update you on some of the other stories. Peter Roberts from Nottingham invested $23,000 of his entire savings.
Yeah,
they're now down to $4,000. look, it goes like Kim Hyung Jung from Seoul in Korea, 45-year-old teacher, which you do feel for. It's like teachers aren't the best paid. She drew on savings, an insurance policy, and a loan from the bank.
No.
Invested 100 million won, which is about $90,000.
Yeah.
It's now down 90%. So... $90,000 would go down to about less than $10,000.
Mm.
Even Bitcoin, look, this is the weird part. Even Bitcoin, which is the strongest and the most original coin.
It's the OG.
Is down 70% from all-time highs. So, look, in light of that, the market is a bit shoddy right now. Let's be real. What are our figures at, Tom?
Okay.
We were at $1,871 last week.
I'll just refresh the page because it can be that volatile that it can change within seconds. Oh, good. Okay, it went up from the last time I just logged on.
Great news.
So that's good.
That's awesome.
But we are now at a total of $1,610. Well, it's not a celebration call in the gang, is it?
That guy coming in at the end a bit half-assed. It's a celebration.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
On Facebook, Tom, Ian said, what's the answer to your crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge? And thank you, Ian, for messaging at Tom and Ollie, which is where you go to take part in this fun Monday game before we start to get serious talking about what men need support with. Here's the clue for my cryptic challenge. There's two bands in this. a well-behaved child in real time. Now, Tom, how'd you go? A lot of answers on Facebook, but how'd you go?
I didn't think about it because I couldn't care less about cryptic clues.
All right. Well, that's you, Petty. Well, congrats to Seth on Facebook, to Chris, who else? Ryan, Mick, Ian, Kylie. But the first person was, in fact, Dane. And congrats, Dane, and welcome to the winner's circle. Hang on. I just need to clarify. Before I do award you a key ring, what's the answer for the clue?
Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte is, of course, refers to a well-behaved child.
And live.
And the second part of the clue was in real time. And what was it again?
Live.
Live. Mate, well
the
done.
Band?
Yes, the band. They are the two bands, Good Charlotte and Live. Are you a cryptic crossword man yourself?
Not at all.
It wasn't an easy one. But Dane, well done, and I'm glad. I'm glad you're pumped. You win yourself a limited edition Tom and Ollie key ring.
Winning at life.
Yeah, you're winning at life, mate. Every Monday.
Hey, up next, let's thrust men into the spotlight. That's right. We're gonna ask. It sounds weird.
Yeah, you'd love that.
Shut up, mate. We're going to ask, what do men need support with? After last week, we asked about men's physicality in 2018. Don't worry, we'll explain all up next. But this is Walls, Flowers. You'll be Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions. Flowers, Walls, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. If you can't get involved on the phones on 133353, then give us a message across Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Tom and Ollie.
I'd love to go a bit deeper now, Tom, on a Monday night and ask this question. What do men need support with? What do men really need help with? Because we had a great chat last week on the show when we asked, what is the place of men's physicality in the modern age in 2018? And we had a heap of great responses talking about everything from, you know, men in the clubs being aggressive, being a bit macho, to the fact that maybe men are compensating for not being able to talk about their emotions and do it in a more smarter way. And look, the thoughts we had were wide and varied. And here's a bit of a snapshot of what we heard from you guys.
Most of my friends are females and they go to the homosexual clubs to hide from guys like that. They go hide out there because of the men like that. We talk about it all the time. They hate guys like that just because they feel oppressed, kind of. Not exactly, but somewhat along the lines of that.
The fact that men are stronger, physically stronger than women, it really is all about empowering men to express their opinions verbally, intellectually, based on rationale, based on logic, all those things, to be able to communicate in those ways as opposed to communicating physically.
Look, I think modern men, especially the young men, use their physicality in the wrong way. So I'm a very compassionate, easygoing type of man. I was an officer in the military, first in, last out, and I use my alpha, like I'm very, very alpha male, but it's more towards a caring standpoint, and I enjoy the safeness or the safety that people find in my physicality.
If that stuff interests you, go and hear the whole thing at Tom and Ollie, where you get your podcasts, Triple M app, etc., etc. But Tom, it was a great chat, and I think we came to the sort of conclusion that in reality, in this day and age, I don't think men should ever be using physicality and force to win battles, whether they're emotional, physical, you know, intellectual. We should be using our brains rather than our brawn.
But it was pretty funny. While we were having that conversation, a lot of men on the phones that we didn't get to air and through the social media were going, what do you mean men need to be better? What do you mean, mate? We need support as well. We need help. Don't just turn it away from us, mate. We need support. And it's like, okay, all right.
Yeah, it's funny some phrases do spark or ignite something in certain men. And the phrase, men can do better, did get a few reactions, Tom, like you say, and a lot of men were saying, well, why are men being vilified?
Well, even in Melbourne on the weekend, there was a men's rights activism group having a go. So men are feeling attacked in this day and age. Now,
the hard thing is, I kind of get it. I kind of get it for men who are...
I'm sorry, what?
Well,
you're a feminist, mate. What are you doing?
No, of course. And I was the person to promote that conversation and say men should never be tough. But I understand that there might be men who feel swept up. They feel like the world's moving very quickly. What is their place? Particularly if you're a bit of an older gentleman. You're used to a simpler time when men were a bit gruff and they just dealt with things physically and didn't have to bother too much with the heart and the mind. So I understand how there are men who feel a bit vilified. They feel like they're being told to change and to attack. And one of the key phrases was, where's the support for men? Why are we saying, you know, look after women and children so much? Why, and men do better. What about men? So I thought...
What about men?
I thought, thank you, Shannon Noel. What a great chance to go, okay, sure. Let's chat about that stuff. So 1-triple-3-5-3, let's open the channel up to go, what do men need support with? If you're a guy who's going, geez, we're getting a hard time, us blokes. And sure, we are getting a bit of a hard time with a heap of different movements. I think rightfully so. Men can always do better. And you've got to have that perspective to go, yeah, we can change in some way to make improvements. But let's open it up. If you're someone who thinks that, you know what, men are having a tough time, we actually need support, that's also a valid argument. That's a valid way to put it.
Jump on the phones. 1-triple-3-5-3. What do men need support with? In the meantime, here's the new one from Panic at the Disco. It's called High Hopes. Let us know what you think at triplem.com.au. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, we're asking tough questions. Yeah.
Should we do that again?
Oh,
let's do that again. Oh,
the music was playing.
Well, you didn't say anything at the start.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
And we're back, and we're asking the tough questions, Tom. What do men need support with? Although, on the face of it, quite a straightforward question. We ask this because we love to challenge men, and we love to challenge ourselves to be better and do better things. But last week, we were challenged to go, hang on, guys, what about the men? Let's just give us a time to focus about what they need help with.
Almost like a Shannon Noel song. What about men? Jupiter on Twitter has said, at Tom and Ollie, men need more support with depression, anxiety and other mental illnesses. And it all starts with discussions like this.
And on Facebook, Tom Shea said, I agree with Shannon, a caller before, who said, my partner had no support whatsoever from the government and any agencies when it comes to divorce, family court and child support. A total nightmare, and I became his mental support for him because it was all tailored around women's experiences. So I've got no doubt, and you'll hear it many times from men who've gone through that process, that divorce and child support is a real tough one.
Keep your comments and messages coming through on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Tom and Ollie, and we'll get to your phone calls up next. 1-triple-3-5-3, what do men need support with? Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Good Charlotte Shadowboxer, new music here on Triple M. Hit us up at triplem.com.au, become a club member and have a say about the music that we play. It's your Triple M, guys. G'day, it's Tom and Ollie. We have questions and taking you right through to 10 o'clock. The question we're asking now is around men and what men need support with. It's interesting when we open the phones on 1-triple-3-5-3, talking about men in this day and age, Ollie. All the men that say, oh, no, men don't have feelings, men don't have this. It's really interesting. We open the phones up. And it just, they light up. Everyone wants to talk about it. You guys especially. So it's just, it's great to see it. It's that men want to talk about this stuff.
Well, of course, Tom, men have feelings. We that's not, it's obvious. And so, of course, when you get a chance to discuss it and to learn and to do better, which is what we're doing here, we love on this show to be able to do better what we're doing. We want to know what men want support with. And Adam, you were saying before we had Good Charlotte, you were saying that for you, postnatal depression was a big one.
Yeah, correct. What
was that like when you had your child? Was the postnatal depression instant? How did that come about?
Well, it wasn't really recognised, and I didn't realise that I was going through it. It was, you know, it was during the hospital when the daughter was born. You sort of think you're uptight. You know, you're uptight. Yep. And it wasn't until probably about maybe the second week, she was in the hospital, and I just broke down, and broke down, collapsed, and it was a nurse that pulled me aside and said, "You're all right." I went, "No, not really," and it all led from there, you know.
So, Adam, after that first experience, or maybe even the second experience, did you go away and do some reading or learn about what was happening with you?
It took a long while. Like, it took a long while for me to recognise that that there was a problem, that I was going through the depression side of things. It was, you know, probably, I don't know, maybe a month or so down the track before, you know, it was where the wife said, you've got to go and see somebody, you know. And it took a while to go and, you know, as a male's perspective, you know, I was brought up, the male's the number one, and, you know, like, don't think the way you're thinking and, you know, be strong and turn it away and things like that. But
No good.
It's, it was tough, very tough. I went through quite a lot of things, you know, emotionally, you know, pushed the wife away.
And it sounds like you realised that the only way out was to speak about it and to learn more?
Oh, you know, it was a way out, but it took a long while to get to talk to somebody, you know.
It is amazing that that's not recognised in hospitals and things. I mean, it'd be as simple as saying, hey, are you guys okay?
Here's a pamphlet.
Both men and women. Yes. How are you feeling about the birth of your child? Hey, if you do need help, Lifeline's there, 13 11 14. And also beyondblue.org.au have some really good services as well you can seek online.
I wish I knew more about postnatal depression, Tom, because I feel like with women, I'm no nurse, but I feel like it's a chemical thing as well as a society, as like a social thing. So for men, I wonder how that changes. But, I mean, no doubt Adam's described a pretty tough time there.
133353, what do men need support with? What do you reckon, Matty?
Work-life home balance, mate. I've certainly got a family of my own, and one thing that I've certainly struggled with is dealing with more so the home duties, which I wasn't brought up to do with. You know, most of us were brought up with fathers that left at 6 and came home at 6 and didn't have much to do with the normal duties of that are involved there. So, you know, with increased costs and whatever else, mothers have to go out and work and fathers have to step up a little bit. So that's certainly been a challenge.
Yeah, so you're challenged by the idea that you couldn't just come home after doing a hard day's work and then and not do much or do more.
And also challenged by the fact that what I had to do, I didn't really understand it.
Right. And so what's the process there? What have you learned through that struggle?
Certainly learned to listen to my wife, which maybe my dad didn't do.
Yeah.
To my mum, but yeah, that's a different story. But I've learned to say no to work.
Good.
Which is certainly probably what my father never did. But it can lead to a whole lot. I was very interested in the phone call before about the postnatal depression for men. Absolutely real.
Right.
I've seen some really, really close friends of mine go through it, and you could tell. You could absolutely see what was going on. But
What was happening, do you think? What was motivating that change in their psyche?
Probably exactly what I spoke about, having to deal with things that we weren't taught.
Yeah.
Women are brought up to there's conversations, actually brought up's not the right words for it, but there's conversations about what it takes to be a mother.
It's part of the narrative for females to be excited about nurturing and caring, whereas men don't have that.
Absolutely. Our fathers didn't do it with us.
Mm. Hey, Matty.
Yeah,
thank you so much for sharing, Matty. And I feel like there's definitely more in this postnatal depression for men as well.
Get a doctor on, Tom, and have a chat about that for men.
Yeah, if you know more about this, 133353, I think we'll try and cover this sometime this week or even next. But 133353, if you know more about postnatal depression in men, and you can also hit us up on our social networks at Tom and Ollie across Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Hey, let's get into some Aussie crawl now. Turn it up. It's a Monday night.
And then, Tom, get into some American country rock with Shania Twain up next. If you can impress her, stick around.
By the way, Lifeline's always there, 13 11 14 if you need it, and beyondblue.org.au. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Semisonic with closing time. Triple M's Tom and Ollie in about 15 minutes' time. We'll ask if you've got anything to impress Shania Twain with, and a big prize is on the line.
Last week, Tom, we had a wonderfully informative and interesting discussion around men's physicality in the modern age and what is the place of it. And you can hear that chat if that kind of thing interests you. Hear it on our podcast at the Triple M app or where you get your podcasts. But it also sparked a new conversation around after men were feeling like they were being told to be better. Some men arced up at that, didn't like that, which I think is a bit of a sign of weakness. But I also think it's worth going down that path and saying, okay, if men do feel vilified and they feel like they're being attacked overly, then let's hear them and ask them what they want support with. What do men need more attention with and more help with dealing with? And let's hear 133353 from Jeffrey. You were a nurse, Jeff. What do you think is going on here with men needing more support?
Well, I think men are discriminated against. Not the same, but similarly to how women are discriminated against.
Okay.
If I had a dollar for every time I went to care for a female patient and I was asked to send them a real nurse,
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Because and that used to upset me until it realised it just meant less bed cans for me.
Less what?
Less bed cans.
Right. Okay. Empty. Yeah. Good. Good.
But it just goes to show that, you know, that men get vilified for having stereotypes.
Yeah.
But when men reach out and try to be carers, that a lot of the population, not all of them, obviously not generalising with everybody, but a lot of them can't understand that men have that side to them, that they're capable. And it comes down to that husband who wasn't supportive and the stay-at-home dad is not supportive and that sort of thing. It's just an expectation that we have to be tough. But if we be tough, then we're vilified for being too masculine, and our masculinity is abhorrent to some people.
Is it changing, Jeff, over the years, do you think?
I think with more men entering, you know, caring roles, I'm not a nurse anymore, I'm an allied medical, but I think it's softening, but it's a very, very slow path, and there's no help when we've got the Clementine Fords of the world who go out and basically crucify anybody who's got testicles.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. There's no doubt that stereotyping is a thing that humans do, and it can be useful, and it can also be unhelpful and harmful, as Jeff is elucidating right there.
Hey, what do men need support with? 133353. We'd love to hear what you think. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, mate. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, I think that men need more support being emotional, being able to actually express their emotions. I think you had a text in earlier saying that not many men are able to talk about their depression or anxiety, and I think that filters down to a lot of different aspects as well. I had a friend recently who posted a thing on his Facebook wall that was in a staff room that was about hurt feelings, and it had a whole lot of things just really belittling and demeaning and quite dismissive, saying that if you had hurt feelings, like, take a concrete pill, harden up, and stop being such a pussy and things like that. And I think that it's, a lot of men get tasseled or teased if they try to express their feelings, which means that they don't, and they kind of tend to hold it all in, don't have many people to talk to about it.
It's a good point, Amanda, and I feel like it's the same men who would share a meme that says, have a cup of concrete and harden up. It's those men who will also say, why are men getting attacked? Why don't men get more attention and help?
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually, with this person, that's exactly true.
Yeah. So, you know, men also need to recognise that if they want to be supported and want to feel like they're in an environment of care and trust and support, they need to be big enough and soft enough to allow that to happen.
What a strange thing as well. What a strange thought to say that men don't have emotions or feelings. It's so weird. Don't you just have to look at yourself and go, hang on, no, I of course I have a feeling.
Well, that's the weird thing, isn't it, Tom? I think all men do know they have feelings, but they're just not sure the avenue to talk about it and where is it okay, because they've had too many times where a bunch of blokes in a club room have gone, oh, what's wrong with you, mate, you big pussy?
Yeah.
So hopefully that's changing. And of course it is, if you look at the clubs we see around the country, you know, sporting clubs are getting better and better at that kind of thing.
And men's sheds and that kind of thing. Hey, Adam on 133353, what do men need support with?
Postnatal depression. It is not recognised enough in Australia.
Wow. Yeah, okay. So when you've had a baby, it's not just affecting women, this postnatal depression, but it's affecting men as well.
Oh, correct. Much as, you know, I'm a sufferer from it. I went through it, you know, with my first child, and then partly went through it with my third child.
Adam, do you mind sticking around? I'd like to talk more about this, actually, with you.
Sure.
Amazing. Let's go to the new track from Good Charlotte. It's called Shadow Boxer. Up next, we'll hear from Adam about his postnatal depression. And 133353, what do men need support with? Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hey, we have questions. Boys Light Up, Australian Crawl, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And thank you so much for getting involved on the phones during our discussion about what men need support with. It was great, and I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of you. A little bit of fun now. Let's change tack.
Let's change.
Look, because we have a big prize on the line for this game.
Impress Shania Twain.
Oh, there it is.
It's
now,
it still just needs a little bit more of that, okay?
Because the actual song builds to this great, powerful moment. But the version we've given you there just dies in the ass.
Yeah.
But Shania Twain, Tom, this Can You Impress Shania Twain was born out of a few months ago now. We started the challenge of finding out what would impress Shania.
Mm.
We gave it a rest for the last few weeks. It's back with an exciting vengeance tonight.
Yeah.
Because we're pleased to announce that if you can impress Shania Twain, I mean, it's proven hard, there is a major prize on the line, and I'm going to say it.
Oh, my God.
Two amazing tickets to see Shania Twain live in concert when she tours in November. That don't impress me much. So you got the brain. When she tours in December. Is what I said.
All right, so good. How does this game work? Well, we've got John and Shannon. Take a listen.
So last year in tennis, I did not win a set in singles. Yeah. Turned that around this year in six matches. I've only lost a grand total of 16 games. That don't
impress me much. John. Sorry, mate.
Sloz, John.
I was at the gym and the heaviest, we've got a competition at the moment, and the heaviest female on the board was 60 kg and I lifted 100. That don't impress me
much. Janet. She's a hard woman to impress, but if you think there's something impressive in your life that you've done, then jump on the phone now, 133353. This double pass for Shania Twain is up for grabs.
It can be anything. It can be, like those guys were saying, sporting achievements. It could be we have had a lot of impressions in the past, which we don't mind. Maybe you've got a great voice or a skill that you can show us on the radio and show Shania Twain exactly how impressive you are. And like I said, man, if you saw her live, the leopard print, the strutting, the tunes.
You know what's also amazing? It's her birthday tomorrow, Ollie. She's turning 53 years old.
The Queen herself, how fitting. Well, what a perfect time to do it, Tom.
133353. Are you impressive? Then let us know and let Shania know. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call. It's Elevation. You too. Haven't heard that one for a while, actually, personally. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. After 9 o'clock, we do a thing called Naughty After Nine. And if you're a nudie run enthusiast, well, you'll get the spotlight tonight. We have questions. And we've got a question here. Can you impress Shania? Can you impress Shania Twain?
Impress Shania Twain.
Jeez, it's a Monday night. And this is a bit of fun.
Yeah,
the aim of the game is to do something so impressive that Shania Twain is impressed.
Well, let's find out if Shania was impressed by the way you introduced this game just now.
Oh, okay.
We heard you sort of stumbling a bit through it.
Yeah.
Was she impressed?
Run it past her. That don't impress me. She's so hard to impress, Ollie.
Well, you did stuff up. Maybe you can impress Shania Twain in a cooler way. And I'm 133353. The phones are open. As I said before, huge prize.
Yeah, that's right. If you impress Shania Twain, you will go in the running to win a double pass to go see Shania Twain, who is performing in December.
Now, for months now, we've seen Shania be very unimpressed with things. But let's hear from Chris. Maybe you can impress Shania Twain, Chris. What's been happening?
Not much, but I want Shania Twain tickets. So what I can do is I can reverse. Don't
impress. Nah, come on, Chris. I'll give you a go, mate. That was just me. That wasn't even Shania.
No, that wasn't Shania.
I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to reverse a fifth wheeler blindfolded.
What?
You're going to reverse a fifth wheeler. What's that mean?
It's a big ass caravan with a fifth wheel hitch.
You want to do it now live on the radio?
I can do it now.
Okay, let's see how it goes.
Yep.
Okay, hang on. Walk with me.
Are you in the car yet?
No, there. We'll do the. You ready for it? It's going to talk to me. Hang on. Here it goes. Beep beep. All right, you ready?
We are ready to go.
The nation is waiting.
Shania's waiting.
I hope the dogs are in bed.
What?
Well, I hope the dogs are in bed so I don't run them over.
That don't impress me. Oh, God. Yeah. We didn't even get to the reversing of the caravan.
That was weird that Shania wasn't impressed by that.
How strange.
It was incredible from Chris there.
Dorian, do you reckon you can beat Chris's impression there for Shania Twain?
Yes. So I've one time my cousin, he clogged the toilet up with, you know what,
right.
And I used a glove and I unclogged the toilet.
Okay, so you unclogged the toilet with a glove.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
Oh my God.
She's one of the greatest country singers that America has ever produced, creating hits such as Man, I Feel Like a Woman that don't impress me much.
Don't be stupid, you know I love you.
You're still the one I want. Is Shania Twain impressed by the fact that Dorian from Australia put his hand in a toilet and... That don't impress me
much. Well, Dorian, can you believe that? I'm so sorry, mate.
Oh, that's all right.
Is that the most impressive thing you've ever done in your life, Dorian?
That's the most impressive thing I could think of.
Yeah,
so.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, she's a hard egg to crack. Let's try once more with Kerry.
G'day, Kerry.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, good, mate. You seem nervous to get in front of Shania Twain.
No, I'm trying to win the tickets for my mom.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, we just heard that Chris trying to impress her by getting into his car and speaking about reversing a five-wheeler. Also, Dorian and his hand in the toilet, unclogging a toilet, didn't impress her. Okay, what do you have to offer?
So when I was working in a baby shop, I sold a breast pump to Jimmy Barnes for his daughter.
How do we verify this? Well, because Shania wants verification of this.
Oh, really? No, it was a couple of years ago that I was working there and he came in shopping for his daughter with his wife.
Yeah.
And they bought a few things and I'm like, you need to get a breast pump for your daughter. She's going to love you for it. And he ended up buying it. So talking to Jimmy Barnes about breast pumps was really funny.
Barnes, he said, oh, okay, I better go and do it. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Bit awkward, bit nervous, but yeah, we got across the line.
Any photos of that experience, Kerry?
No, he wouldn't allow us to take photos on the day, unfortunately.
I wonder why, because he's buying a breast pump.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Shania Twain.
That don't impress me much.
No, I thought she was going to be impressed
God,
there.
Can you believe that,
and
Kerry?
The pregnant pause as well was so fitting.
I'm so sorry, Kerry.
No worries. Thanks so much, guys.
Look, you can try again next week at this stage.
I thought that would have impressed her.
I know, same. I know. But she's a hard nut
to me,
crack.
That's the closest thing. Like, she paused a while there. There was a real pregnant pause between when the music ended and you pressed the button.
It's so
that,
weird.
That was
it?
Weird.
That was strange. But, oh, well.
Next time. Next
she
Monday.
She lives to be non-impressed.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, do you remember that 2005 romance comedy starring Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson called Wedding Crashers?
Oh, sure do. I loved it.
Jeez, I went and saw it with my dad. Oh, so funny. Look, here's the deal. 133353. If someone crashed your wedding, or if you crash someone's wedding, 133353 is the number to call because we have questions. Up next, Ollie, a celebrity has crashed a layperson's wedding on the weekend.
An average Joe.
Oh, yeah,
mate. Average Joe and Jill.
I'll tell you who it is up next. Jump on that phone, 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions. It's Ragdoll, Aerosmith, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions after 9 o'clock. They get naughty, and if you're a nudie run enthusiast, oh man, your time is in the spotlight. After there was an Aussie farmer who did a nudie run of sorts on the weekend. Look, 133353. Who crashed the wedding? Who crashed the wedding? I'm going to take you back 2005, Ollie, with the trailer for Wedding Crashers.
Crashing weddings. We are going to have tons and tons of opportunities to meet gorgeous ladies that are so aroused by the thought of marriage that they'll throw their inhibitions to the wind.
And who's going to be there to catch them?
Oh, just Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. Oh, great, great, great film.
Huge fan over here. Bit hetero for you though, Tom?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, just a little bit. I loved
just
it.
Just like most mainstream media from 2005 and before.
Oh, okay. It did get a bit dark, though, when the guys turned to funeral crashing, didn't it? That was a bit awkward.
Did they actually do that?
Yeah,
was that the plot of the film?
That was their B plot. It was like, oh, let's actually do some funeral crashing because people are so emotional. They'll do anything.
Hey, have you heard about Ten's Pilot Week? This is the reason why we're talking about this, by the way. And 133353. Maybe people don't crash weddings because there's not a lot of calls.
Can I clarify the question? I want to hear stories of people who were at a wedding and it's probably someone who, you know, it was either your wedding or close to being your wedding, someone important to you. And someone came along that you didn't want to be there. I'd love to hear a story of like an estranged father-in-law just rocking up out of nowhere. And it's like, mate, you weren't invited. I mean, it's not a fun story, but to me, that's interesting. If someone rocked up that you didn't really want there, that's what I want to hear.
Well, I don't know if you know about Ten's Pilot Week, but last week Ten had all these brand new TV shows.
Trial by Kyle, mate. I know you hate Kyle. You called him a pig on air.
They had episode one of a whole bunch of new series, and basically they're going to choose one of these series to get commissioned by Channel 10 on your viewership, on social media and stuff like that.
I want
right?
Disgrace by Sam Dastyari to get up. Okay. It's political.
Well, on Saturday night, Ollie, Rove returned to our TV screens.
McManus?
In a show called Saturday Night.
Good name. Really clever name.
Now,
So not Rove Live. They've changed the name slightly.
A lot of people saying it kind of looked a bit like Rove Rive.
Rove Rive. What the?
Good. Saturday Night, though, that's the name of the show. It got less viewers than a rerun of Sister Act on the Seven Network.
No.
Sister Act came in at number 20 on Saturday with a total viewership of 209,000. Saturday Night with Rove got 203,000. But
it's easy viewing, mate, Sister Act.
On this show, our good mate, Merrick.
Our stablemate, our ex-stablemate, just like Ray Hadley and Chris Uhlman are stablemates over at 2GB. Politically, Tom, you and I and Merrick are stablemates at Triple M.
Okay, good. Well, Merrick crashed a wedding in this show.
Oh, okay.
Our producer Eli was there. He said it was very strange.
At the wedding.
He said it was a very strange event, wasn't it, Eli?
Yeah, pretty strange. He just rocked up with a megaphone.
Oh.
What did he do with the megaphone?
So he ran in and just started chanting, I'm here, and handed over a gift to the couple.
I'm here.
It's good telly. Yeah. And what was the name of the segment that he was involved in?
Wedding Crashes.
Good.
Yeah, right. Makes sense.
Good. All right.
Well, has anyone aside from Merrick Watts crashed a wedding recently? 1-3-3. Come on.
No, there's no one.
1-3-3-5-3. Who crashed the wedding? Who rocked up? Who shouldn't have been there, but still came along, a.k.a. crashed the wedding.
Expect no calls up next because we haven't received any yet. This is the new one from the John Butler Trio. It's called Home. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's new music from the John Butler Trio called Home. Head to triplem.com.au, become a club member, and let us know about the music that we play because we need your feedback. Our names are Tom and Ollie. We have questions right through to 10 o'clock soon. Nudie run enthusiasts.
With the naughty stuff, Tom. But right now, it's not quite naughty after nine. We're asking about wedding crashes. People who have rocked up to weddings uninvited. Hopefully, it's a moment of intense awkwardness. Who knows? Let's find out.
Merrick crashed a wedding on the weekend for that new show Saturday Night that Ten was running on Pilot Week.
Just first name basis for Merrick, is it? You don't want to say Merrick Watts?
I'm pretty sure people who know who Merrick is. When you say Merrick, it's not like I sang Tim.
Tim and Merrick?
Well, I don't need to say Rove McManus. People know who Rove is.
Yeah.
People know who Prince is.
Merrick is, there's a difference between Merrick and Prince.
Ella on 133353. By the way, I'm not expecting much with these wedding crashes stories, but Ella, you reckon you got a good one on 133353?
Rude. Yeah, so my mum and I were going to a Christmas work to at a golf park function centre, and it was a pretty dud event.
Yeah.
So we went for a bit of a walk around, and there was a wedding going on. And we thought, I wonder if anyone will notice if we go in. We'd had a few drinks. So, yeah, we went and crashed this wedding. We had photos with the bride and groom. We had wedding cake. And we even went in the photo booth and we wrote in their wedding guest book, here's for the future and whatnot.
You and your mum were Owen and Vince Vaughn. Who was who in that scenario, do you think? Are you more of an Owen or a Vince Vaughn?
Oh, definitely Owen. I'm the funny one. So
huge crooked nose.
Yeah, strange nose.
Yeah. So the party you're at was so bad that you'd rather go to a party where you know no one.
Yeah, it was great. Everyone was so lovely. And, we got a few funny looks, but we just kept, being like, we're with Uncle Bob or, Auntie Maria or whatever. And, it was awesome. And the wedding cake was amazing. And we said, we've actually got to go early. Can we get some wedding cake early and put it in a takeaway?
Oh,
no, and they cut it up for us.
You chicks are outrageous.
That was pretty good.
Nice. Ella, 133353, if you have a wedding crashing story. G'day, Catherine.
Hi.
Did you crash a wedding?
Just fart just then, Catherine.
It was actually my wedding. I had a wedding crasher at my wedding.
Good. Who crashed it?
It was my husband's uncle's ex-wife.
Good. This is the juice that I wanted, Catherine. So how does that play out? She rocks up. Is she looking good or has she made an effort?
She was all dressed up and everything because she'd already queried it before, when we handed out all the invites and stuff, she's like, where's mine? And I'm just like, you voluntarily left the family,
Right.
And because it was all, her fault kind of thing. And then on the day, she still turned up. I was just like, on the pretext that she had to give me the wedding wedding gift. And I was like, hi, see you later.
Oh, so you did ask her to leave?
Yeah, I just went, oh, okay, all right then, bye.
Was the gift like a bag of poo on fire or something? Or... and you were stamping that in your nice bridal shoes?
It's that long ago, I can't even remember what the gift was.
Probably soap.
It was just one of those very awkward moments where I just went, and oh, she stayed for the wedding, but it was the reception, I had to ask her to leave, but yeah.
No food. No food for her.
No, no food or drink. Andrew, did you crash a wedding or did someone crash yours?
Oh, look, mate, it was my mates and I, and we were at this wedding, we were legitimately invited to this one, but we realised that we could access another wedding via the toilets.
Oh, good.
So we snuck into this wedding and realised that there was these cameras on all of the tables where they were asking their guests to take photos of all of their guests. So
good.
We took the camera back to our wedding and went around taking photos of our guests and then snuck the camera back in. And look, to this day, I'm pretty sure we don't know what happened, but they've probably gone through the photos and going, who the hell are these people?
Yeah. It's not even a good prank, though, Andrew.
Yes,
you're
it
just
is.
Take, no, well, it's
they're,
funnier
they're,
if you
they're
take...
in an album now. They're in a copied, like a printed photo album in a big book somewhere, and they're like, "How? Who are these people?"
Let me guess. Oh. Someone definitely took a picture down their pants, didn't they?
Oh, I look, I'm not, I can't say.
Oh, no, you know, it was me, you good. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.